Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to be doing our bi-weekly update of what's going on over in Emery County. Commissioner Leonard, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Happy to be with you.
You know, another commission meeting and another packed agenda for you guys. Always, you guys are working very hard over there to try and get things done. And one program that's really stood out to me lately over the past few years that I've been doing this is Junior Entrepreneurs. That's a program that has really taken off lately.
It has. And the Junior Entrepreneurship Program, and I know we've talked about it a little bit on this program, but just way excited for the junior entrepreneurs that are getting trained to become entrepreneurial-minded. Awesome program. They presented in commission meetings, talked to us about the businesses that they're starting, some really successful kids. They're excited to go to different county events and sell their wares and get their services in front of the community. So great program. We appreciate those that put it on, but it's been a great asset to our community to, educate our youth on entrepreneurship.
You know, especially in the Castle Country area, you're looking at a lot of small businesses helping run this economy. So getting them started young, getting them into that mindset, teaching them some of the tips of the trade, it's a great way to help continue to build Emery County because, I mean, it's a constantly evolving world we live in. So it's good to keep those kids prepared for what's coming next and hopefully lure them back to the area after they graduate. And speaking of graduation, you guys also were able to make a donation yesterday to Emery High's annual graduation party. So let's talk for a second. Why is it important for the commissioners to be given back to education like this?
Yeah, we really want our kids to be safe on graduation night. I think all of us know about different stories that have happened on graduation night. We just want to make sure that we support the school district in their effort to have activities for the youth so that, you know, they stay out of trouble. And giving them something fun to do. So we were able to give a donation to the graduation party. There were some seniors that presented. And just, I think it's awesome that they have mentors even at the school that say, hey, come to the party. Let's have a good time. Let's stay out of trouble. So very happy to support that. Party.
And that leads right into the shout out for this week, which is going to be the Emery County School District. And you know, we're getting closer and closer to the end of the school year, and they've been working tirelessly, like you said, to provide events for these kids, as well as keep them engaged in the classroom, working that curriculum, just doing everything to help these kids advance and develop a good future.
Yes, education. You know, the more we learn, the better we are going to be as a community. So, yeah, shout out to the school district, the teachers, administration for, you know, it's not an easy time to educate our youth in the environment that we're in. So just want to give a shout out for them doing the best they can in this world we live in to educate our youth and our kids and be good mentors and, you know, people that our youth can look up to. So, yeah, a shout out to the school district and the teachers, I think is a great thing for this meeting.
You know, and it feels like it's more important than ever to have those good mentors, and the school district is doing that in spades. I haven't met a single teacher there who isn't trying their all to try and help these kids advance. And then the last commission-based item I think we should touch on today is your continued dedication to protecting public lands. Now, this has been an issue that's come up the last several conversations we've had, so why is it important to the commission to protect these public lands and their access for the public?
I think the key for the community to know is multiple use. We've had a lot of discussion about our public lands, BLM, potentially looking at solar projects. So we definitely want to protect our multiple use on our public lands, and so we passed a resolution yesterday not in favor of solar on BLM lands and state lands. There are potential small projects that might be coming down the pipe, but we want to make sure that we're at the table and that it's not impacting our grazers, our other industries that that use that land. And so, yeah, we're not in favor as a commission, and we wanted to make a stance that we're not in favor of solar on our public land.
And I feel like these are topics where it's important to have that local voice at the table with the commissioners, with local leaders like mayors and such, because this is an issue where if you don't live in the area, it's kind of hard to understand the importance of these multiple use lands. So I really like what you're doing in terms of standing up and making a stance on these lands. That takes us out of the commission portion of this interview. Let's move on to some upcoming events in Emery County, because, you know, spring finally getting underway, although the weather might not feel like it, but we're moving right along, and I think a few upcoming ones to talk about. You got a lot going on in Green River. You got Green River Rocks this weekend, and then after that, you're going to have the Green River Dirt Bike Rally.
Yeah, so a couple cool events if you're interested in hiking and rocks and formations. Green River Rocks is a great event. They have people that guide you out there and tell stories. And then the Dirt Bike Rally, that's a popular one if you like to dirt bike. Go cruise around the swell. There's a lot of camaraderie there with those that like to ride dirt bikes. And so, yeah, a couple good events coming up in Green River. The weather's probably going to be a little warmer on the other side of the county. So it's some good events to go out to.
And we can only hope that weather gets a little warmer, because although the calendar may say it's spring, the weather outside is just doing whatever it wants, mixtures of snow, rain, sunshine. You never know what you're going to get. And that was the case this year for Millsite Off Ice, which recently had its run through. So we were talking about, you were pretty excited about that event. How did that end up going?
You know, and I think most of y'all know I'm a fisherman. And I was able to attend both days, had a great time. Really good participation. I think people are really excited about the ice fishing, but this was a really good second. So yeah, there were float tubers, there were boaters out there. So it was non-motorized, so small motors only, battery-operated motors. So there weren't any big boats out there, so it was nice. People were able to fish from the shore, and some pretty nice fish were caught. There were actually 12 tagged fish that were caught on the weekend, 3 on Friday, and I believe 9 on Saturday. So that was fun, you know, to have the tagged fish. But yeah, there were some good fish caught and a lot of good times that were had.
You know, always a good time out on Millsite. And then the last activity that I want to talk about with you, this one's a bit out of the way. It's coming up at the end of July, but the Emery County Fair, always a hit in the county, but things are already getting well underway in terms of preparation. Coming up on June 14th, it's going to be the Rodeo Queen pageant. And now, for those who aren't familiar with the rodeo in Emery County, this is a pretty big deal.
Yes, it is. There are a lot of cool events and you know, and trying to bring back the heritage of the fair and the things that we have been doing as a community for years and years, and you know, the different rodeo queen and pageant. We also have like Echoes from the Past, where people can go visit historical sites. Then we have our Frontier Days, where it brings back our history and heritage for different things that we did, you know, during the pioneer times. And then the county fair, where we get together as a community. So really excited about these pre-events leading up to the fair. So please come out and support. We'll try to advertise and do the best we can to get that information out.
Now, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, just one thing that, you know, we get a lot of questions about solar, and we mentioned it a little earlier, you know, visiting today. All of the solar currently is either on private lands. There are some CITLA lands that the solar's on. So just wanted to let the public know that our current solar projects are on, most of it is on private property. There's a little bit on CITLA. And so we just wanted to let the community know that there have been people have questions about that. So, but that's all I have. Thanks for having me, and I hope everybody has a good week.
Yeah, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and we were talking about what's going on over in Emery County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.